I am going to tell you a story about a lion and a fox. Listen to me attentively and then answer the questions given in the worksheet. This will be your listening skill test. Long, long ago, there lived a lion in the jungle. He was old and weak and often had to go without food. In fact, he had been trying to hunt for his prey for the past few days, but to no avail. He was no longer strong enough to hunt. He felt quite dejected and disappointed. He thought that his world was coming to an end and he would die of starvation. One day, while he wandered in the jungle hopelessly, he came across a cave. "There must be some lion that lives in this cave," thought the lion. "I will hide myself inside it and wait for its occupant to enter." And as soon as the occupant enters the cave, "I shall kill him and eat his flesh." The lion entered the cave with these thoughts in his mind. He hid himself carefully in the darkest corner of the cave. The occupant of the cave, a fox, returned after some time. Now, this animal is always described as clever. Sure enough, this fox was also as clever as they come. She saw the footprints of another animal leading up to her cave. They were much larger than hers. Hence, she was sure some danger awaited her. She reflected on the problem for some time, then came upon a clever idea. "Hello, dear cave," she said sweetly. "How come you are silent today? Are you afraid of something? Have you become bored with me?" The lion heard this and was surprised because he had never heard of a talking cave. He heard the fox's voice again. "You seem really upset with me. Did I make a mistake? Tell me, please, talk to me." The lion was about to reply, but the doubt in his mind lingered. Caves don't talk, he knew for a fact. "Aha, I get it now," continued the clever fox. "You have lost your magic touch. That's why you can't talk anymore." The lion was at the end of his patience. He was so hungry that he refused to believe in reason. "No, no, my dear," he said. "I was sleeping and didn't hear you come. Please do come in." He was scared that if he didn't speak, the fox might go away to occupy some other cave, and he would have to go without a meal once again. The clever fox cried out, "Stay in the cave, dear lion, while I go and look for another place. Only a fool such as you would believe that a cave can talk." And with that, she ran away. The lion was left fuming in anger and at his stupidity. Now, I'll tell you the story again. Long, long ago, there lived a lion in the jungle. He was old and weak and often had to go without food. In fact, he had been trying to hunt for his prey for the past few days, but to no avail. He was no longer strong enough to hunt. He felt quite dejected and disappointed. He thought that his world was coming to an end and he would die of starvation. One day, while he wandered in the jungle hopelessly, he came across a cave. There must be some animal that lives in this cave, thought the lion. I will hide myself inside it and wait for its occupant to enter. And as soon as the occupant enters the cave, I shall kill him and eat his flesh. The lion entered the cave with these thoughts in his mind. He hid himself carefully in the darkest corner of the cave. The occupant of the cave, a fox, returned after some time. Now, this animal is always described as clever. Sure enough, this fox was also as clever as they come. She saw the footprints of another animal leading up to her cave. They were much larger than hers. Hence, she was sure some danger awaited her. She reflected on the problem for some time, then came upon a clever idea. "Hello, dear cave," she said sweetly. "How come you are silent today? Are you afraid of something? Have you become bored with me?" The lion heard this and was surprised because he had never heard of a talking cave. He heard the fox's voice again. "You seem really upset with me. Did I make a mistake? Tell me. Please talk to me." The lion was about to reply, but the doubt in his mind lingered. Caves don't talk. He knew for a fact. "Aha, I get it now," continued the clever fox. "You have lost your magic touch. That's why you can't talk anymore." The lion was at the end of his patience. He was so hungry that he refused to believe in reason. "No, no, my dear," he said. "I was sleeping and didn't hear you come. Please do come in." He was scared that if he didn't speak, the fox might go away to occupy some other cave, and he would have to go without a meal once again. The clever fox cried out, "Stay in the cave, dear lion, while I go and look for another place. Only a fool such as you would believe that a cave can talk." And with that, she ran away. The lion was left fuming in anger and at his stupidity. Hope, children, you have enjoyed the story. And now you have to answer the questions given in the worksheet. All the best. Thank you.